Okay, about the Scottish Outdoor Pursuits event at Ingleson on Mullering Sunday, as it happens to be, and I'm joined by Peter Donaghy from the Bowness Hill Walking and Touring Company, which is a brand new venture. Hello.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tell us about this then.
It's a brand new company. We're just launching it at the exhibition this weekend, and so we're doing a series of sightseeing tours around Scotland, and also a couple of hill walking days. We're doing a Bagamon Roadie, and we're doing a Glencoe Hidden Valley trip as well.
I kind of zeroed in you guys like moths to a flame, because one of the things Big Ian and myself talked about doing was wanting to get up Monroe's and a couple of hills just as part of our own year-long challenge. What sort of advice would you give to novices like us? I mean, presumably the folk who come to your tours are going to be sort of expert climbers, no?
Not at all. Like, we're actually looking for novice walkers, and they said people who are looking to bag a Monroe are maybe a bit unsure of how to go about it, a bit wary of going out onto the hills on their own.
But like a couple of days like us, for instance, we just get lost, fall down, break our legs, you look after everybody.
They'll come with us. Like, we've taken small select groups, there's a maximum six, and there'll be myself and a qualified mountain leader and an assistant guide with us.
And why that size of group?
It's easier to control.
So manageable, they get the time they need.
And it is. And the thing about it is that the particular mountain that we're doing is Mialnan Ptarmigan on the Ptarmigan Ridge up near Killin, and we've done it on a dozen occasions. It's a nice, relatively easy introduction to Monroe's.
How's the scenery up there?
It's fabulous. You've got some beautiful views over Loch Tay, and we're driving through Glen Lyon, which is the longest, loneliest, loveliest glen in Scotland. So it's spectacular scenery. It's a lovely day out. You'll receive a certificate if you get to the top.
So you can prove to everyone you've done it.
We can almost guarantee people will get to the top. You know, we've done it in 2.5 hours, but if we're doing it during the summer, if it takes 5 or 6 hours, I'm quite happy to just go at a much slower pace and take it gently.
You've been doing this for a wee while yourself now as well.
We've been hill walking in Scotland. It's been a hobby of ours for the last 30 years, and we go away 4 or 5 times a year hill walking. Not just Monroe's, nice gentle walking. The Hidden Valley and Glencoe is a popular walk.
And you've been abroad as well?
We have. I've done Everest Base Camp twice, and I've done Kilimanjaro just 2 years ago. I was back again for the second visit to the Everest Base Camp last year.
So I mean, you must be fairly experienced there, so folk are kind of confidence that, you know, you're not going to sort of leave them halfway up a hill.
I think that's the main thing. Like, if people are coming out with us, we can assure them that they'll be well looked after. We have first aid certificates, we have qualified first aiders, and we're qualified mountain leaders.
So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, I know the website's about to go live, where can they find that?
It's www.bonesshillwalkingandtouring.com.
Okay, and we'll put a link up on the website as well, just to make sure people can just click on it as well. And once they've done that and gone through the process of getting in touch to find out, you know, if they can sign up, what sort of gear would they need to bring themselves?
We'll provide everyone with all the necessary equipment. All they need to bring with them is walking boots. We'll provide the waterproofs, the jackets, the fleeces, the hats, the gloves, and the rucksacks.
Jelly pieces?
No, they'll have to bring their own jelly pieces, I'm afraid. Yes, provide their own lunch.
That's great. And what sort of price would people be looking at if they want to get away for a day with you guys?
For the Bagamon Road Day, we're looking at £75 for the day. And that's a collection from Edinburgh, or from a pre-arranged pick-up point. Collection from Edinburgh will provide them with all their gear and take them up and bring them back to
Edinburgh. And a good day out.
And it's a terrific day out. And we've done this trial runs on this already, and everyone's had a great time and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, best of luck.
Okay, thank you, Sean. It's a pleasure.